is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, a look at how Fortnite, the last man standing video game, has grabbed hold of Americana, pushing aside other pastimes and hobbies, all the while transforming family dynamics. The Wall Street Journal took an in-depth look at the cultural takeover of one of the most popular video games in years. That's after these tech headlines. The Journal reports that Snap, which was once seen as a viable competitor to Facebook, is struggling after CEO Evan Spiegel ignored warnings about a redesign that proved unpopular. With usership and the share price falling, analysts and employees are raising questions about whether his trust-your-gut management instincts can help pull the company through. The Journal takes a look at the changes ahead as Snap aims to grab more users in and beef up the information it collects in 2019. Facebook's top conservative takes a new power position on at the social media company. The Journal reports that Joel Kaplan has emerged as the site's protector against allegations of political bias, and he often serves as the decisive word internally on hot-button political issues. In particular, Mr. Kaplan now has a say in whether certain newsfeed products get launched, an area that has long been the purview of Facebook's engineers and product teams. City University of New York coders hope to fill Amazon's Queens headquarters. New York officials call HQ2 a boon to the city's university system, which graduates thousands of students with tech degrees each year. The company's agreement with New York provides $3 billion in city and state incentives to Amazon, bringing 25,000 jobs in the next decade. Amazon also plans to bring 700 jobs to Long Island City by 2019. Coming up, how Fortnite triggered an unwinnable war between parents and their kids. The value of Fortnite's maker, Epic, has swelled to nearly $15 billion from less than $1 billion in less than 6 years. The Wall Street Journal reported such in October. Furthermore, the takeover game is not only reshaping how Americans spend their time, but also how they communicate. And the Wall Street Journal's Betsy Morris reports that it may also tear at family relationships in ways that few, if any, video games have done before. So what exactly makes this game so powerful? In a special journal feature, some young players explain the current Fortnite hype.
Everyone's playing it. All of our friends, pretty much.
It's everywhere.
Toby got it. He didn't really play. He never played it. He's like, Reed, you should get it. So I downloaded it, and we played. It was really fun. And then Matthew had it. Like, he got it, like, a week later. Then we played, and then we got our first win, and we kind of just kept on going for that next win.
It's like a fighting game, but it's animated. There's no blood. And I like the fact that it's, like, you just jump on a map, Battle Royale.
It's really immersive, too, and it's always different. It's net, like, every game isn't going to be the same.
I just fell in love with it right when they showed it to me.
Jamie Madigan, author of Getting Gamers, explains the key social components of the game that are changing the way young people communicate.
Most of the most popular games, like Fortnite and others, are social. So you're playing with and against other people, you're communicating with them, you're talking outside of the game about the matches that you had last night, or coordinating schedules so that you can play together today after school. And it is a much more interactive social experience than it has been in the past.
I have a bunch of friends on here that play, and like one gets on, one gets off, one gets on, and then I play with the one who gets on, which like keeps me playing.
It's a different way to interact socially now than, like, for example, going to the park. I'd say it's really cool because it lets you communicate with people that you don't really see that much.
Parents are noticing the change in social behavior firsthand.
Fortnite is a big part of his social life and of what makes him happy.
He used to play more of a variety of things, but at some point it was just Fortnite. That's it. For him and all his friends.
He really wants to play when his friends are on, so he's not as interested in playing when they're not on.
And then there is the already addictive nature of video games to contend with, and how some say Fortnite takes things to a new level.
People like activities that make them feel like they're mastering something and getting better at it. They like activities that make them feel important to other people. To the extent that that activity satisfies those needs, people are motivated to keep doing it and come back to it.
I sometimes feel like I'm obsessed.
I'd say I play enough.
Be aware, after a couple months of playing, you might get a little addicted to it.
it hits a lot of buttons with in terms of reward. And we have many kids that we can compare him to, and there seems to be such a trend and so many similarities between them all in terms of not of really wanting to get back to it, wanting to play it for a long period of time.
He just seemed to really be fixated on this game even when he wasn't playing it. You get nervous when you see your kids staring at a screen incessantly for 4 hours.
I'm concerned that it's very addictive and that it takes so much time away from everything else.
You're trying to be the good parent and not be too permissive. You don't want this to get out from under you, where it's something that you're having constant battles about and where you feel like as a parent, you don't have a say in any limit setting with it.
The Journal notes that research on the impact of video games is inconclusive. On one hand, it found video games to boost visual acuity, processing speed, and decision-making. On the other hand, studies also link gaming to poor behavior and lower school performance. It's a weighty topic. Again, check out more at WSJ for a special feature and in-depth look at the issue. That's it for the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.